If Josh Gordon is going to flunk a drug test, now is a good time to do it. They're not sitting there with this guy in some sort of mini camp or training camp. And then he flunks one, and he's gone.
Right, so this happens now. They can at least start planning for him not being there.
They kept saying they were planning about him not being there, but I think in the back of their minds, they're like, well, what if he is?
Yeah.
Now you know you need to get a receiver. Amanda, think about this. I just looked it up. Josh Gordon's played 35 NFL games. He's been suspended for 28 of those by the league and one more by the Browns themselves.
Hmm. Is this the end?
It should be in Cleveland. And frankly, he's living with Johnny Manziel off of Sunset Boulevard. When that story came over the wire, I thought it was a hoax. Seriously. Two guys trying to put their career together, get together on Sunset Strip.
Not a good idea.
How do you think that's going to play in a league office trying to decide whether you get reinstated or not? They could drug test these guys every day.
How do you, I mean, we've talked about this before, but how do you even reason this? I mean.
You don't. You don't.
What's he thinking?
You're not.
Yeah.
It's just like I learned in prison ministry. Once in a while, I said, well, what would you have in mind on that? And he goes, I wasn't thinking anything. I just did it.
Yeah.
My guess is they just think that they're invulnerable. But, I mean, Johnny, you know, hasn't gotten his big suspension yet. I think he could be facing one. But Josh has had all these suspensions.
Mm-hmm. So what happens now?
Well, for him, the league, he'll have to wait a certain amount of time, several months. I could apply for reinstatement again. And they'll look at how he's doing. I mean, for example, there's a highly drafted receiver by Jacksonville a few years ago, Justin Blackmon, who's had drinking problems and other problems, and he keeps reapplying, but then he gets into trouble. He's never gotten back on the field. He played about a year or so. So there's no guarantee. Nothing's given. Amanda, I went back. You know, he had flunked drug test in college, Josh. He only caught 43 passes at Baylor in 2 years. He flunked two drug tests there, missed a year. Then he went to Utah and flunked another one there. And then the Browns took him in the second round, then guaranteed him over $3 million. They handed this guy a $2.3 million signing bonus. So he probably figured, well, what did I do wrong?
Right. Does this mean they have to draft a receiver now?
They had to draft one before, but they especially do. They only have one receiver caught more than 28 passes last year. That's Brian Hartline.
Okay.
Amanda, they need a quarterback. They need a receiver. They need playmakers on defense, all that. But they really do need receivers. I put a column I wrote on Josh Gordon. I put all the names in the paper. I had to look them up because they were such marginal guys. You know, Darius Jennings and people were just, you know, there's a saying in sports that's kind of cruel. It's J-A-G, Jag, just another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they float from team to team. Well, if you want to be good, and frankly, if you want to help your young quarterback or you want to help Robert Griffin III, you better get him a big receiver that's going to pass drug test.
Right. Right. Wow. Okay. And you said it's better that this happens now rather than
sure, later. So they don't think about it. I also think, too, you know, the new regime with Sashi Brown, the salary cap guy, and Paul DePodesta, the baseball executive, and Hugh Jackson, the old line coach, they need a total fresh start. When you have a Manziel or Gordon on your roster, you spend too much time answering questions about guys that I can't even play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, technically he's still on the Browns suspended list. Let's just let him go. Enough. Goodbye. They let Manziel go last month. Manziel gone in March. Should be Gordon gone in April and move on.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.